know if it's gamesmanship or whatever going on in Norman, but Lincoln Riley has yet to announce who his starting quarterback is going to be ahead of TCU in Oklahoma. Caleb Williams came off the bench. Spitting image facially of Kyler Murray. But Caleb Williams, in rallying Oklahoma to win that game, and Oklahoma also benefited. They were able to run the ball on Texas. Caleb Williams didn't play last year. He's from D.C. They didn't have high school football. And then he enrolled early, and as a true freshman was doing what he did. And I believe that he helps them the most. But that's the tricky Spencer Rattler, starting quarterback, lots of hype, true freshman. Lincoln Riley gets to manage that. But I would think that Caleb Williams from here on out is a starting quarterback at OU. Let's welcome in Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good. So before we start, I have to ask you, as a Cubs fan, where do you stand on John Cusack? Cubs and White Sox both? Are you allowed to root for both?
No, you're not. Yeah.
If well, who says?
Well, then you're in that town, and he's been like a pretty active Cubs fan.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the White Sox get to be in the postseason. I don't have a problem with them. I actually kind of like the team. They definitely have a swag to them, but I'm not rooting for them. I'm certainly not. If I was living in Chicago and I spent a lot of time on the north side going down to the south side to go to a game. Yeah.
I'm curious. Some guy who was trying to get attention went up and gave him crap, and I wonder, well, okay, I get it, but who makes up the rules? We've got a lot of people in this area who like Creighton and Nebraska, so who makes the rules?
We could spend all the next hour talking about that, but in terms of like fan loyalty. And we're of the older set. Like the same teams that I picked when I was young, I still root for. I mean, nowadays it's, you kind of follow more players than you do a team. So if you have somebody on your team and they move to another team, you go and you start rooting for them. I think we'll see that more of, I root for the Cubs, but I also root for the White Sox. Well, when I'm growing up, I root for the Cubs. I hate the White Sox. I hate the Cardinals. I could never root for them. But I've never changed teams. Have you always, for your entire life, been a Charger and Dodger fan?
Yes, I like the Padres too because San Diego doesn't have a team anymore, and they that's their only hope. So if they do well, I like that. But I can't root for the Giants. Cubs and Cardinals, I would have a hard time with. The Cubs and the White Sox, they don't really. They don't really square off that often. It's just sort of I get it. I just think it's funny.
Let's talk about emotions when you're writing and a couple of days later when you're back in the same building listening to the post 2 days later press conference after Michigan. What was your feeling as you're writing your column on how that unfolded Saturday night and what that means for Nebraska? To maybe 2 days later, did it change much?
Yeah, a little bit. When you have a half an hour to put all that in the context, it's tough. It reminded me, and I'm not going to compare it to any game or games, but it reminded me of some games I covered a long time ago, where it was a great game on a national stage and. Nebraska played well but didn't win. You felt like Nebraska still got something out of it. It was a positive night. It was, that they could take this. It was not a total disaster because they were still on the way up. So I felt pretty good about them Saturday night. No, I still do, but Monday it was more like, well, that was really an opportunity that they missed. That was Michigan's good, but that was one you probably should have won. And they're going to regret that. Not Illinois regret, but that's going to be one guy. Should have, could have had that one.
Why didn't they win?
Well, they didn't make enough plays. I mean, in a game of a crazy amount of amazing plays, I mean, one drive at the end where Michigan running back creates a Nebraska defender away like a hurdle. Yeah. It was an incredible athletic play, and it was in the the flow of this game, and you just saw stuff like that one after another, and the drama with Harbaugh. I think like a basketball coach, you know, because he's Johnny Orr or Norm Stewart, working the refs every opportunity, just one after another, just incredible things that, you know, you don't see every game. And you saw them all, you know, and you saw Nebraska coming back from not doing much at halftime. All of a sudden, they bam, bam, bam. And just great plays. The pass to tight end, wide open over the middle, and then the pass to Falk. I mean, it's just the pass had to be just right. It was, you know, you've seen how many of those passes have we seen where it gets batted down. It had to be floated perfectly and at the proper angle where he was able to get to the sideline and score. I mean, it was just, whoa. And then the other touchdown where on the goal line, he keeps and he takes everybody out. And it just, that's great defense. And then perfect. You know, it was just, wow. But then at the end, you can't blink. You can't, that's what they've got to learn. Whether they're playing Michigan or Illinois or whoever, you can't blink. You've got to put it away. And there's only five opportunities left.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just, I just think they don't know how to win yet, Gary. And they don't, they're closer, but it doesn't matter. What matters is you've got to figure it out.
How do they figure it out Saturday? I mean, I'm not all in on this. This is a pretty important game, not only to be 4-4, but to finish up 8 games, but also to continue that, you know, that progress or that stuff that's going on week to week. That, yeah, it's a disappointment. Could have been, should have been against Michigan, but this is Minnesota. We know we're better in Minnesota. We're going to be out and prove it.
I think they really need to get to a bowl this year. I think everybody needs it. I say this not having any information, just based on what I see and what I hear, I think Frost is going to be back next year. I don't think there's any question about that. I think he'll be back, but you don't want to come limping back. You want to have, you know, some momentum, because next year's schedule is a lot different. It's the schedule that, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities on that schedule. So, I just think you want to finish this year right. I don't think this is a win or else year. I just think it's time to take the next step. And there's got to be urgency. They can't worry about, okay, we're back or not next year. And they've got to act like they really have to do it this year. So, and this is the game you need to win. This is the game, you know, if you're going to be the second-best team or the third-best team in the West or whatever you want to call it, if you're a bowl team, if you're a team in the fourth year, this is the game you got to win.
Well, and I think it would be, you know, we talk about hope and selling promise, is if you went on a stretch where the next 4 games, which include Ohio State, which I think it's starting to look like what we thought Ohio State would look like. Mm-hmm. If you win 3 of 4 games, which would mean you went on the road and won 2 games against 2 teams that kind of have been, they've had your number, and they've also kind of been anti-Nebraska, where they're physical and they're disciplined, and you feel like you've gotten to that point. I mean, that would say a lot going into that Iowa game, because as much as this crazy year has given us, Iowa unbeaten in Lincoln on Black Friday and Nebraska trying to get to a bowl game, we've seen that scenario before. I mean, you could convince me that Nebraska would win that game, but boy, wouldn't you like to feel a lot better being bowl eligible, getting on a bus from Madison, Wisconsin, than having to get on the bus and drive to the stadium to beat Iowa? And that would mean if you won 3 of 4, I think you could sell people that, yes, what you're seeing with your eyes is true. What you're seeing now matches what's on the standings board.
Yeah, I think it's really important to get to a bowl game. I think you have to, at some point, you have to have proof. You have to have a result, a scoreboard. But I think Nebraska fans are savvy enough and care enough about this that how you play matters. How you look, how you play matters. And there's a big difference between how you look against Illinois, like, oh, my God, they're so incompetent. They can't do the simple football plays. Where's this thing going? Against Michigan, special teams, I mean, we don't talk about them that much anymore. They've got a punter. I wish he'd been there at Michigan State, but they've got like an actual punter. They cover well. They catch the punt. When it's time to let it bounce, okay, bounces over your head, but that's fine. That's what you should do. And then the offense looks like it's like it's supposed to look. And you put people on the field who look like they belong there. The offensive line changes. You know, you hate to lose Teddy. That was a tough one. But for the running backs, you think they finally had that figured out? I mean, it's just, Gary, I think how this November is going to be, how does it look? Does it look like it's finally like it's supposed to look? And I think the more that they look like they're supposed to look, they're going to win. I mean, I just think it's going to happen. But they still, the fumble last week is just it's a crusher because they played so well, and you can't have that. We're still learning. It's time to stop learning and time to stop doing. It's time to start doing.
Isn't this the way the season has unfolded? You know, and Adrian Martinez, I can't recall a player, and maybe it's because he's the only quarterback that this head coach has had. So he has become everything about Nebraska football. I mean, everything revolves around Adrian. All of the emotions, the play, the ups and the downs. Isn't kind of Adrian this season is equal to the team this season? That for all of the 90% that you do well, you're not going to remember much about that 90% right now. You're going to focus on that 10% that didn't go so well, and you remember those moments better or more than you do the 90%.
Absolutely. The quarterbacks, and I wrote about this last week, quarterbacks in Nebraska are judged on winning. And when you go back and you look at all the guys you've ever seen, you pick out the highlight plays, but they get ranked and they get remembered by what did they win, and you know what are they associated with, how many conference titles, Joe Gaines didn't win a conference title, but he went to that Gator Bowl, and you know you remember that. Okay, he was involved in one of Bo Pelini's first big wins. It's just stuff like that, and you just. You know, Adrian right now is a guy that has come back. He set everything right. He set it right. And in other words, all the struggles seem to be gone. All the heartaches and all that stuff. I still had a heartache last week, but I mean, he's playing at a level where we all thought he'd be his whole career. So he got that part taken care of. Now we just got to get him over the finish line. And, boy, last week would have been a big one.
We might have to just face reality that what we all think Adrian and want Adrian to be as a quarterback, it's not going to be that next level. And so this is what it is, and you roll with it, and it's going to look good, and you're going to wonder when that point comes that you have to excel in that upper level, is it ever going to get there? And you're right. He's first of all, I think a big thing about him is he's healthy. And so you see that in his personality. You know, he bounces back from week to week. And I think he's better at dealing with the criticism. He faces it head on. We will never understand what it's like to be a quarterback in Nebraska where you get too much praise and you get too much blame. But I think he's handled the spot. I think he's at a point in his life where he handles the spotlight a little bit better. And his play on the field has been better than it's been. But again, there's that 100% of Adrian Martinez at Nebraska, and there's 90% that is really, really good, and there's highlight plays that you make your jaw drop. But we're probably in a point where we're going to remember the 10% more than anything right now. And you know, it would be nice. I know everybody, he's a great teammate. Okay, guys like hanging out with him. They like playing with him. I think he went from a dark place to a better place, and it kind of revolved around, you know, last year being benched, and the Minnesota game has an important part in that as well. Is when you like to hear some guy say, man, we'd like to win this game for Adrian. Would that be, what would be your reaction if Turner Corcoran, instead of saying yesterday he's a tough SOB, says, you know what, Saturday we're going to go win the game for Adrian. Not for Nebraska, we're going to go win it for our quarterback.
Yeah, I think they need to win it for all of them. Yeah, I don't know that we're at that point yet. That's sort of like maybe it's his last game. And that to me, Gary, is the intriguing part of this, sort of the backdrop to this last 5 weeks is, are we seeing the end of Martinez or would he come back? I mean, he's been here 4 years. So there have been five years. I mean, it seems like he's been here 10 years. I know, but 5 years is not unusual. So I really wonder if they don't make a bowl, would he say, I got to come back and finish it. I came here to do a job and I got to finish it. I mean, do we see him as an NFL type guy who is, I'm ready to go? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think of him that way right now, but that doesn't mean, it's not going to happen, but and I think he, whatever he does in his life, will be bigger than the NFL. He's got things that I think he'll do that are going to be beyond the game. I just wonder about that, and I don't know if it will. I mean, the way I talked to him about it last week a little bit, he didn't address it, but he kind of acted like, I'll get to it after the season. And I just wonder about that. If they don't get to a bowl game, if he would say, okay, I would assume that they want him back at playing this kind of level. But I also think if he keeps playing at this level, he's going to get into that bowl too. So, mm-hmm.
And it'd be a great way after 4 years to walk out. I mean, that's,
yes.
You put in 4 years, you finally got to a bowl game. It's not what you envisioned when you took the field against Colorado in 18, but this year was my best year, and thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then you say, well, this is what started to wherever Frost is going. This is what started it. And so he's the guy that we associate him with that. So, I guess my question is, would that matter to all to him? And would he, if this had happened now, would he come back and try to do it next year?
What do you think, could name, image, likeness, Tom, factor into any of a decision by him?
Absolutely. He's already got that figured out. What I don't know is what do people, he's very, very well liked and popular, and people see him as the good guy that he is. But how much is winning attached to that? And that's what we don't know yet. And is the money is a contingent on, you know, on you being a winner, on you doing these kind of things, winning the big games, going to the bowl games. I'm not sure it is, at least not yet. So I think I could be a big factor. I really do. Because, again, I don't know what his NFL, you know, I just don't know that yet. So, I mean, I see guys in the NFL, I go, well, Adrian, you know, when he's throwing the ball well, is like those guys, certainly. But it's an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL, if, you know, if he went that route and, you know, got personal workouts, they might say, hey, maybe there's something there if we get you away from those coaches and we get you more skill guys, if they can project. But, I mean, if that's where he's headed, I mean, the last five games are his resume tape for the NFL to convince people to at least give him a shot and give him a workout so that he can perform. I don't know. It's just it's going to be an interesting finish for Adrian for this season, himself and the team. And, you know, I mean, there's a guy that's played a lot of football games. He's, what, 34 starts into it? And I think from the other side, we talk about, well, what's Adrian thinking? Do you think it's fair, Tom, in this discussion to say, I wonder what the coaching staff is thinking?
Right.
I get the impression that they believe they like Logan Smothers. Like, they like where he's at, and they've gotten at least a chance to get him into games, and so they can work with him. That they say, okay, here's our next 2 or 3 year starter. I mean, if Adrian does come back, then that pushes Smothers back one more year. And, you know, nowadays you never know what's going to happen. But I think it's what you want to do, we'll be good with it.
I think that's a good point, because they also are trying to recruit other quarterbacks, and they want to get that thing, you know, get that train rolling. Yeah. They don't want to have a backup. Everybody's stalled. I think that's you know, all this will play out. But boy, look at this last five games. Three defenses that are probably pretty good, not great. Certainly not what you'd call great defenses. But those last two. He's got to win those games and overcome those defenses to get to the bowl game. He's going to earn it.
Well, and he'll have an opportunity to take out Iowa. Keep Iowa in. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa do a good job of stopping the run. Outside of Iowa, they are a little leaky giving up the pass. Like, Minnesota is good at stopping the run, but Minnesota gave up 371 to O'Connell from Purdue. I think Adrian will have chances to put some stuff on tape this weekend, and I think that's the way. If Nebraska is going to win, they'll find a way to do it through the air. But buckle up. It could be the last five dances for Adrian Martinez.
Yep.
All right. Tom, as always, great seeing you. We will talk later in the week.
Okay, thank you.
That's Tom Schtell from the Omaha World Herald. That's a prevalent storyline for the last five games, is what happens at quarterback. But let's look at, from Adrian's standpoint, the why and why not. And then if you're Nebraska, why and why not with your quarterback room? But if you believe that next year you have a team built to win a division, there's all kinds of dynamics. But it'll play out over the last five games, and maybe if it plays out well for Adrian and they do get to a bowl game, that's his thank you. I've said this is it for him. That's just the feeling I get. All Big Ten, one of the teams, good numbers. We got to a bowl game. I got my health. You never know. But there's also the personal side of it. You know, his interest is closer to home than it was back in the spring. So, spends a lot of time here in Omaha. All right, 1:31. Quick break. We'll come back. More of the Gary Sharp Show after this in 1620 The Zone.